Divine love meets all needs. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. The literal truth of this sentence from page 494 of Science and Health by Mrs. Eddy has been questioned by many. They have said, countless thousands of men have suffered and died from lack of food, drink, raiment, shelter, health, and strength. Then how can it be said that divine love has met their need? In the first place, it is readily perceived on statement that to meet a need is not to relieve the need, unless the supply provided is appropriated by the person who is in need. As we shall see presently, God does meet us with the supply for our every need, and that supply is always at hand, and always has been at hand for mankind in all ages. But God has provided that we must consciously appropriate the supply, and by the method which He has ordained. The need of every man has always been met with that which he needed. And if his necessity was not relieved, it was because he did not understand or neglected to practice the prescribed method of appropriation. In absolute and final reality, and in present reality, food, drink, raiment, shelter, health, strength, and life are purely spiritual. As the scripture clearly states, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Perceiving that the real and true supply for our needs is spiritual, we can at once understand that God all the time meets every man's need with His Spirit, which is substance, strength, harmony, life, and an everlasting dwelling place. In Him we live and move and have our being. Whoever appropriates this spiritual supply gains the kingdom of heaven. But what about men's need for material food, drink, and raiment? Are not these human needs? Has God always met these needs? Yes, He has always met even these needs, although He has not forced the appropriation of the supply upon those who would not seek to gain it in the proper manner. These needs are not real, but only apparent. Still, they are very imperative from humanity's present standpoint. And Christ Jesus has pointed out in clear and unmistakable language the right method of appropriating the supply. Be not anxious, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" or "Wherewithal shall we be clothed?" For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, whoever sufficiently appropriates the real spiritual food, drink, raiment, shelter, strength, health, and life will infallibly have a sufficient supply of the material counterparts of these spiritual realities added unto him, as long as he has need of any material supply. The greatest human need, even here and now, is more spirit rather than more matter. The trouble with most men is that, relatively, they have too much matter in proportion to their present vital possession of spirit. If any man lacks material supply, it is a sure sign that he has not sufficient hold on spirit, though the converse proposition is not true, that an abundant material supply is necessarily a sign that the owner is rich toward God. But if any man lacks material supply, his first effort should be not to gain more matter, but more of spirit. If he does so, his need will not only be met, as it always was and always will be, far more than halfway, but his need will be filled. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, right wiseness, for they shall be filled, not only with the kingdom of God, but even with the supply of their material needs. So it is true that divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. And men will always find their need not only met, but abundantly satisfied, if they will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Does God know evil? The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the righteous is real and eternal, because God knows it. By inference and contrast, the way of the ungodly shall perish, because God does not know it. If God did know it, it would not perish, since anything in divine mind cannot be lost therefrom, and so whatever is known to God exists eternally. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That is, infinite mind is all good, and there is in it, therefore, no thought or knowledge of evil at all. God is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity.